Star 94.1, our guest is Dave Hollister. The project's Witness Protection, the single Striving. Black Street, Teddy Riley, Dave. Man, I remember those Black Street days.
Woo! That is a long time. I appreciate it, though, man.
Dave Hollister, I love that song, no doubt.
Oh, bro, thank you, man. Thank you.
Dave, what's the significance of Witness Protection?
Witness Protection, basically, I had got that that title from actually from praying and asking God what, you know, did he want me to name the new one? And he gave me Luke 10:19, where it says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." But I read it in the translation of God's word, and it said that I will protect you, and nothing, no snare, no foul, or nothing will touch you. And from that, I got Witness Protection. And it's basically, this album is saying that God is protecting me from the enemy as I go out and give the people messages of hope, faith, and endurance. You know, so that's where the Witness Protection came from. The name came.
The song Striving is so relevant with the times we are facing now. Did you know at the time of recording this song what we would be facing?
Man, I did not. I didn't. I just knew, you know, that once we started, Striving was one of the first songs recorded. And, you know, it was speaking to my spirit and speaking to me and where I was. God was just, because I've performed these things a lot of times. I've been performing these songs for the last year. You know, the record company didn't know because I hadn't been recording. You know, the first album came out in September of 06, but I was working on music and doing things for other people. And, man, God just showed me one day that song was going to be a really big song for me. And I didn't even do the song for me. You actually did it for somebody else and ended up recording.
Hey, we're going to pump Witness Protection up. We're going to pump the project up, Dave.
Yeah, please do, man. Please do. That'll be crazy, man. I would like to hear that.
Touring. Where will you be going?
We're trying to go into places like the House of Blues and you know, those type of places, but of course not, you know, don't have, you know, the bar, liquor, anything like that. But, you know, I want to go into venues that, you know, will have people to be comfortable, and because some people won't go to church, you know. So I want to bring, and I'm trying to touch my former audience or my audience from the R&B side.
Dave, you've been in Hampton Roads for a long time. You know the town. We miss you in Hampton Roads. You got to get back.
Man, you know that's my stomping ground.
You were very prominent with Black Street. Ever run into any Black Street members, Levi or whom?
You know, from time to time I'll run into Teddy. Teddy and I, we talk a little bit now. It was a little rough before, but, you know, we talk a little bit now. And Levi's always been my partner. We were close when we were in the group. So Levi's always been my partner. And we kind of try to stay in contact as much as possible, you know. But I really miss the Hampton Roads area because it was – that's where I, you know, met my wife and, you know, had my two kids. You know, so it brings back a lot of memories.
Hampton Roads is like a second home.
Yeah, definitely.
Dave Hollister's, I guess. Dave, how are people taking the saved Dave Hollister? Do you have to do any explaining?
You know what it is? I don't. Like, when you first come around and, you know, they're a little bit in awe. Like, man, why did you do it? And, man, how did you get the courage to do it? Because there are a lot of my peers who really want to, but are scared to leave the life and scared to leave the money. Like, I'm really, really trying to win my brother R. Kelly over. You know, because me and R. Kelly, we started together. You know, so we're pretty close, and we remain close. And then, you know, my girl Mary, she's on the verge anyway. I got a call from Faith Evans once, and, you know, basically they all like, how did you really get the courage to do it? And it wasn't about courage. It was about, you know, I was tired of living outside of the will of God, and I knew what the will of God for my life was. And I mean, had the money, had cars, had houses, you know, and you know, I wasn't at peace. I had no peace. I had all of that, but it was nothing but confusion, you know, around. And I you know, people were starting to, you know, try to extort me for money, and, you know, they were trying to come after my life. And I was like, okay, God, you know, I'm tired. You know, either I'm going to go to jail for murder, or I'm going to just give it all up. I did. And I'm so much happier. I'm at peace, you know, and I just want to do the will of God, man.
Next time you're in town, you have to stop by the studio.
I will, man. I promise you I will, bro.
Dave Hollister, Striving is the single, Witness Protection is the CD. He's our guest on Star 94.1.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, man.